Koto glared down at her, his eyes hard as flint. "The Meiji?" he spat. "This I will not do."
"You will," Danny said, "or when Drogo wakes, he will hear why you defied me." Furious, Koto wheeled his stallion around and galloped off in anger. But Danny knew he would return with Miramaz Dor, however little he might like it. The slaves erected Khal Drogo's tent beneath a jagged outcrop of black rock, whose shadow gave some relief from the heat of the afternoon sun. Even so, it was stifling under the sand silk, as Iri and Doria helped Danny walk Drogo inside. Thick patterned carpets had been laid down over the ground, and pillows scattered in the corners. Iroa, the timid girl Danny had rescued outside the mud walls of the Lem men, set up a brazier. They stretched Drogo out on a woven mat.
"No," he murmured in the common tongue. "No, no."
It was all he said, all he seemed capable of saying. Doria unhooked his medallion belt and stripped off his vest and leggings, while Jiqui knelt by his feet to undo the laces of his riding sandals. Iri wanted to leave the tent flaps open to let in the breeze, but Danny forbade it. She would not have any see Drogo this way, in delirium and weakness.